Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
What are you noticing? Like, as I write this radio show, I have mindlessly drifted off remembering a meeting I had yesterday. And then I stopped to drink tea, mindlessly, not even really tasting it or feeling the warmth of the mug. Then I came back to writing and I had to reread the previous sentence to try to remember what was my point. I have been noticing how many messages about mindfulness are showing up lately. I've talked about it before, and lately I am overwhelmed by the power of being more present, more mindful, and noticing what is here, now. First, I started a new Headspace series. Headspace is one of several apps that supports meditation. It's one that I've been using this past year. I started a new series on prioritization. In this series, Andrew Puddlecum assigns us to take 5 or more moments a day when we stop and notice. Because without that presence, we will react, fulfill our routines, and be mindless, and not even notice what has happened to our priorities. And then I heard Dr. Ellen Langer speak. She's a social psychologist and the first female professor to gain tenure in the psychology department at Harvard. She's often called the mother of mindfulness for her 35 years of research in the field. She focuses on mindfulness, being aware in the moment, not meditation. She contends that mindfulness is available to us without meditation. It is the simple, or maybe not so simple, act of noticing, actively noticing things. For example, she tells a story of a retail clerk who noticed her credit card wasn't signed, so she signed it. Then the clerk printed the receipt for her to sign. She signed it. Then she took the receipt and compared the signatures. It would have been very odd if the 2 signatures that had been done in her presence didn't match. But we all do that all the time, operate out of routine, mindlessly. Mindlessness, Dr. Langer defines, as an inactive state, when where the past overdetermines the future, where we get locked into one perspective, where we have rules and routine that drive us. She says it often leads us to be, quote, frequently in error, but rarely in doubt. The way to be mindful is to notice new things, notice the rules that are governing our beliefs. Dr. Langer's research over 35 years has shown the tremendous power we have in creating our moments, like how we frame something really does impact our well-being. One example was working with chambermaids. These are people who move all day long. But if you ask if they get exercise, they'd say no. And many were overweight and had health issues. So she took a randomly selected experimental group and showed them that the movements they were doing were very similar to movements you would do in a gym. Basically, she changed their mindset about what they were doing. They were just doing a job before, but now they saw they were exercising. This experimental group, with no other appreciable changes, had significant weight loss in 6 months, decrease in body mass, reduced blood pressure, decrease in waist-to-hip ratio, and nothing changed but their mindset. So no matter what you're doing, she contends, you can do it in one of 2 ways, mindless or mindful. So the day after I hear Dr. Langer's talk, my husband forwarded me an article about Dr. Susan David, the author of Emotional Agility. And she finds that it's not the pursuit of happiness that makes a difference in our life. That actually doesn't help resilience at all. It is our ability to engage with ourselves honestly, to notice what we are feeling, to be present with ourselves. That is what creates resilience. She says, quote, our happiness comes not as a goal, but as a byproduct of engaging in honesty with ourselves. So I can't demand myself to be more present and mindful, but I can practice. I can practice noticing what I'm experiencing. I can practice doing things just a little differently each time. And it won't hurt to put it on the refrigerator either. What would this day be like with a little bit more noticing?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.